are wondering, is acting Susan Mollick here? Over the past 100 years, have worn many hats, filling many roles, making this the outstanding community that it is.
Sierra Madre is no ancient and urban Los Angeles, characterized by a village atmosphere and memorable for the last remaining volunteer fire department and the fourth oldest library in Los Angeles County. We are also home to our historic wisteria vine. Planted in 1894, the world's largest domestic flowering vine, according to Guinness, the record book, not the beer. Make history, strength, resilience, and beauty of our wisteria are metaphors for our thriving community. Like the roots of the vine, the roots of our town are secure because our founders understood that our small town, in order to thrive, needed a strong civic infrastructure.
Yes.
Here we are marking our centennial with festive, historical, artistic, and cultural events. We are celebrating what we have done to preserve our environment and enhance the quality of life of the oldest and youngest among us.
Nice.
Sierra Madre has a long history of dedication to protecting and preserving open space. As a Boy Scout in the 1920s, my father, Milton Goldberg, camped and hiked on our mountainsides. In the 40s, he and my mother bought 3 plots of land in Sierra Madre. He built a very small home for our family and left the other 2 as open space for all of the community to enjoy. Despite many lucrative offers over the years, he would not sell the land, believing that being outdoors was essential to the healthy development of our children in Sierra Madre.
Children need space, time, and love were Milt's very words. And for 60 years, children played in this park-like property, myself included. After his recent death, Sierra Madre purchased the land to create the Milton and Harriet Goldberg Recreation Area. The design of the park using natural materials and native plants will be a fitting legacy to Milt's vision.
Yeah. Milt Goldberg was not alone in taking responsibility for conserving open space and nature's gifts. In 1971, Concerned Citizen Reform and Environmental Action Council to ensure our beautiful mountainsides would not be overdeveloped.
Right.
And in 1989, the Sierra Madre Mountain Conservancy was formed. It was the first in the San Gabriel Valley and the impetus and the model for the establishment of 15 more in the region.
Inspired by the Conservancy's efforts and with the help of the Citizens Advisory Committee, the city adopted a hillside management ordinance that placed reasonable limits on the hillside development.
It was this ordinance that helped Sierra Madre acquire the funds to buy 125 acres of once privately owned land to put into our conservancy.
More recently, our citizens identified 2 apparently conflicting goals. 1, the need to preserve our existing open park space, and 2, a demand for more facilities for our youth activities.
We solved the problem by putting a second story on our existing recreation center. Because we were preserving open space, we were able to fund part of that project with the open space funds.
We also worked out agreements with public and private schools that enabled us to increase field space 100% for youth sports and physical activities.
The sturdy trunk and limbs of our Wisteria Festival, they represent our seniors, the constant support for them as we are right now, but better for the future, in their hearts, firm on the yearly bloom. Just like we nurture our vine, we make sure our older Americans were nurtured by creating our first senior master plan in 2000. An updated plan was adopted last month.
As the community with the highest percentage of seniors in the region, it became apparent that our older citizens on fixed incomes were becoming more vulnerable as property values rose and affordable housing diminished.
Recently, we have achieved a number of milestones that improve the quality of life for seniors, including
the upgrade of our advanced life support services, enabling the city to offer paramedic care for the first time in its history.
Yes. And vaccination clinics providing almost 400 immunizations for seniors.
Yes. Also reopening our community pool in the warm autumn months so that the seniors could do their swimming and they could social socialize and they can exercise at the same time.
Over $200,000 in local grants to renovate the senior center and provide education to seniors on accessing public transportation.
And the creation of a transportation master plan so all residents, even young ones like him, can get around town without having to drive.
The city contributed $1.4 million to acquire the land, partnered with a developer, and using local, regional, state, and federal funding to construct the high-quality senior housing project in a beautiful location, convenient to downtown, the market, the post office, medical care, and the senior center, making it an ideal place to live.
For 113 years, our Wisteria Vine has flourished and thrived due to consistent cultivation and strong support. We like our children serve tender shoots and sweetly fragrant lavender flowers, and we nurture their health and
well-being. When a youth master plan was created in 1998, in response to increased drug and alcohol use, smoking, and bullying. After listening to the kids, the steering committee decided that a youth center was essential for Sierra Madre's 12 to 18-year-olds. When the city council finalized the permanent place for the center, us kids were included in every step of its design.
Financing the Youth Activity Center, or YAC as it is called, was very difficult for such a small town. But we were able to draw on a number of resources to get the $1.5 million cost. But unfortunately, we had enough money to raise the walls, but we didn't have enough left over for the furniture.
So we kids wrote donation request letters, participated in fundraisers and tweeters, recycled low flush toilet, giving all our earnings to furnish our center. We are proud to celebrate the opening of the YAC in 2005. Programs and activities, including our Monday speaker series, a youth employment service program, and a variety of popular classes such as driver's ed.
When gay activity infiltrated our community, and a teen was nearly killed, the YAC, in conjunction with the police department and the school district, provided grief counseling, gay awareness, and education for youth and parents. It's the small size of our community that allows us to step in and reach out to families to work with them.
More than 100 community youths are used in the YAC on a daily basis. Ongoing surveys documented 14% decrease in minor smoking, a 9% drop in bullying, an 8% drop in alcohol use, and a 7% decrease in marijuana use.
But it's not true. If I can't love her, let the world be done with me.
The YAC provides space for me to learn, practice, and rehearse performing arts under scholarship with a not-for-profit theater. This allowed me to be recognized for my talent, my hard work, and my perseverance, not for my cerebral palsy. As a result, after auditioning and applying for the Los Angeles County High School for the Arts, I was accepted into their highly respected vocal program.
Recent surveys show that since the creation of the YAC and the team's involvement in the development and creation of their space, youth participation in community service rose from 59% to 74%.
Proactive youth take on a community service project ensures that we have a dog wash fundraiser, which raises money for the dog park. And a park plan update with the Sierra Madre Environmental Action Council.
I can't wait to join YAC!
Serving our beautiful hillsides and charming downtown is a challenge in today's world of big box retail stores, strip malls, and fast food restaurants. The price we pay to maintain our small town character is the constant struggle to balance the city budget without the revenue that large scale development would bring. But the spirit of volunteerism and the overwhelming commitment of our citizens to the preservation of our community has
make up our fabulous community, just like the individual wisteria branches that make up the world's most unbelievable vine. You gotta see it. All we have left to say is,
the idea is that we generate enough sales tax to maintain our city, but also maintain our sales so that our people can earn a living. So when I go out and I talk with people, I go out and talk with mom and pops. I talk to people that can do internet. We have no industry at all, and that's okay.
A lot of home businesses.
And
I want to tell a quick story. I was on jury duty a couple weeks ago, and I was on a panel. Thank God I didn't get on the Phil Spector trial. And the judge asked me who I was, and I said, well, I'm mayor of a small city. And I didn't know if that would excuse me or not. I was kind of hoping, but anyway, she said, what city? And I said, Sierra Madre. This is in downtown Los Angeles. She said, Sierra Madre, you're kidding. My mother was the director of the British Home for the Aging. And she said, and she addresses the whole panel, and she said, can you believe if they wouldn't even let Starbucks in that town? She said, the greatest place in the world. Well, needless to say, I got off the jury.
I noticed in your application that you had five challenges for your senior programs. Have you met those challenges? Do you feel like you're well on the way or working on it? Somebody answer that question.
Melissa?
Actually, through the education of the community and the city council, we've been very, very fortunate to see a lot of those challenges. We embarked on a transgender to help improve their local transportation programs. The city council's come up with funding in order to have a dedicated staff person to get their programs and services ongoing. So, absolutely, we are on the hunt for
people. All right, any other questions for the panel?
I'd like to hear a little bit more about your earlier comment that you made in your application about the debate going on about preservation campus. Can you talk a little bit about that?
You know what? The best way that I can answer that in the shortest amount of time, because I know our time is limited, is to tell you that, as you notice on our sign, it says 1907. That's the year that we were incorporated. In 1906, a vote was taken of the people. 96 people voted. This is for whether or not we should incorporate. 71 people voted yes for incorporation, but fully 25 people said no. Now that's give or take about 28% of the population saying no. So what we all realize is that this town was born amidst controversy 100 years ago. It happened then, it's happening now, it'll happen in the future. And what you see on the stage are many different minds, many different backgrounds, many different families, many, many different points of view. But we work together to make it work.
Yeah.
And if someone wants to speak, Josh, more specifically on your question, there we go.
Basically what happens is we've got a very small downtown that people are very, very emotionally attached to and want to remain pretty much the same. And so, but how you do that was the matter of the how do we keep the small town character in the face of, you know, demands for more stores and more building and things like that. And basically that's what the heat of the base was. How are we going to maintain our village character? Which direction are we going to take?
Congratulate you for the number of children that you were have brought today, but also I was very pleased with the YAC idea and what that is. That's a long-term thing for the I want to thank you for coming today, and I want to say that you all, one of the key things you just addressed is the fact that there is diversity in our community. There are issues that are always going to be challenged. But when we succeed is when we come together, finally, at the end of the